broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. Live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use always. This is the broadcast for June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2015.
Wait, is that right?
Wow. Yeah, it's 1515, ladies and gentlemen. This is our 2 of 2 in the goal, always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's incredibly simple. That's how we do it around here. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest, Becky Akers, author of Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold, the two revolutionary new novels by them before they're banned today. Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale. Yeah. Abducting Arnold, about Benedict Arnold. Maybe there's some historical realities that you weren't aware of, huh? Mainstream propaganda might have led you astray on what's really happening. Read the books. You'll get a clue. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the Liberty Roundtable.
Hello, Sam. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
All right. We got weird stuff going on here. Kurt Cosby, Western tourists are being blamed. I guess they were on a sacred mountain and they got blamed for an earthquake because, well, what's going on over there, sir?
Well, they got weird ways of celebrating, but in this case, they were they felt like they had to disrobe and take some pictures. Now, you know, you can understand these people there, you know, with this, what they call a sacred mountain. They don't really like that, but these Western tourists, well, they stripped naked on their mountain, and they have now been blamed for the earthquake that killed 16 people by the local folks. You know, some people think, well, that's kind of silly, but these are some pretty God-fearing people, and they kind of figure that, hey, when they do the wrong stuff, they might suffer the wrath of God. What say you, Sam?
Well, it's the kind of thing at first you go, what? That's crazy. Come on, taking off your clothes ain't going to cause that. And maybe literally cause that effect on the spot in that very instance did not cause that, okay? Because if you go on another mountain and get naked, that doesn't mean all of a sudden that thing's going to melt down that very second. And the scientists would, quote, try to prove cause and effect instantly, Kurt, and say it doesn't relate at all. But the truth is, when we violate the commandments of God, when we violate our temples, our bodies, when we mock sacred things, spiritual things, with our perverted Western world, at some point God gets angry. And at some point the author of Liberty is not very happy. And so I submit to you that there may not be a direct scientific method, cause and effect, but I submit to you that our actions do matter, and our actions do garner blessings and protect nations, or the lack of those blessings, and, well, nations end up reaping the consequences of their violations of the laws of God. Remember, God controls the weather. God controls these situations. Does man have an effect on it? Absolutely, our actions have an effect on things. However, we want to pretend that the actions of you being on the planet's bad, but the actions of you and your immorality has no effect at all. There's an incredible disconnect, Becky.
That's just excellent, Sam. Absolutely excellent. Yeah, the humanists and the globalists and the global warming fanatics, they all want us to think that our actions do affect the environment, but we're not supposed to think that morally we have any effect on anything. I had an interesting encounter this week with some global warming fanatics, actually. This often happens in New York City because it's such a crowded place. You will frequently encounter somebody as you're walking down the sidewalk who wants you to sign a petition or who wants you to engage with them about some cause and add your name to their mailing list or whatever. So a global warming nut job accosted me and said, can you sign our petition against global warming? And I said, I've got really good news for you. Leading scientists say this is all a hoax and there never has been such a thing as global warming. And Sam, wouldn't you think for somebody who's actually very worried about this bogus problem that he would have jumped for joy at that? No, he just stared at me as though he didn't speak English.
He's got another agenda underfoot, and that is to take your money, Becky.
That's exactly what's going on. Exactly. These people are not interested in truth, and they're not interested in saving the planet. They're not interested in any of their other shibboleths. They're interested in power over us, control of our destinies, and our pocketbooks. So, absolutely.
Well, even if you're in football and you're the Dolphins' defensive tackle, you're kind of broke, man. You got to get a second job on, Kurt.
Well...
You know, poor guys are struggling for cash.
Good point. You know, you've got the Dolphins. That's the Miami Dolphins, by the way. They're a defensive tackle. Well, you know, they say moonlights as an Uber driver. Now, this whole Uber thing has been kind of taken off, you know, I mean, as if you will. And I didn't know they even had an NFL defensive tackle as a driver on it. Anyway, it's kind of interesting to me.
Well, I don't think the Uber driver is going to get robbed. He might just clean your clock if you try to mess with the guy. But, hey, all I can tell you is it just goes to show that the taxes are out of control, Becky. Even that guy can't make a living.
Yes. I've had had to laugh this morning on the news here. You know, much of New York City, in fact, all of New York City, is under a totalitarian scheme called rent control. That means that if I rent an apartment from a landlord, the landlord may not charge me what he wants to charge me, what I should be charged, and what the market will bear. He has to charge me what bureaucrats and politicians have decreed that he can charge me. And this arises out of the simple fact that there are only 10 landlords for every 3,000 tenants or whatever. Okay, so since the tenants have far more power at the ballot box than landlords do, the legislature in New York State has controlled rental arrangements for, goodness, ever since World War II. Okay, so at any rate, I heard the rent control, the whole statute now is up for renewal. And the legislature usually has passed it again. They just, you know, do a pro forma passing of it every couple of years or whenever it comes up for renewal. And this year, apparently, they're kind of dragging their feet, which is, as I say, extremely unusual. So I heard the governor of New York State on the radio this morning threatening landlords that if rent control does indeed expire before the legislature passes new rent control legislation, and if any landlord were to take advantage of his tenant in that couple of days of lapse, he'll face the full threat of and force of the New York State law. And I thought, isn't it interesting that the governor can, and all his political cronies can take advantage of taxpayers constantly, day in and day out, and yet nobody ever rushes to the taxpayer's defense. Nobody ever says, look, if the state government takes advantage of taxpayers, they're going to have me to answer to. They're going to have to deal with me and my anger. It's just so one-sided. And, you know, a lot of this, of course, has to do with media.
Well, and we're on to property rights now, too, and we discussed this, too. If it's your property, you should be able to do it with what you want. And when we talk about Uber drivers or taxi drivers, hey, you got to have a controlled number of medallions in New York City to be a taxi driver, which drives the cost of transportation through the roof. And those people aren't independent. They're regulated to the degree what you can and cannot do with your vehicle, with your home, with your rental properties. Really, right at the heart of all this is property rights, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Sam. And there are no property rights, basically, in New York City. The whole philosophy of government here is extremely progressive. You know, both the New York City and New York State levels, you have utter fanatical progressives in office. You don't even hear an opposing viewpoint. Okay, the New York Post is supposed to counter the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal is supposed to be another counter to the New York Times. These things don't counter the progressive truths. They just quibble with the New York Times over which would be the better option for implementing more progressivism.
And often it's socialism, the Democratic style, or fascism, the Republican style.
Oh, absolutely. Progressivism loves both of those. And let me say that it's fascinating to be here and watch all this in play, watch these political philosophies work out in everyday life. They don't, okay? All you have to do is come to New York City and try to hail a taxi cab in the rain, and you will learn there are not enough cabs to meet the demand. All you have to do is come to New York City and try to operate a taxi cab, and you will quickly learn that what it does is it displaces anyone who could possibly earn a living in favor of the elite. Okay, you have to be very, very wealthy to be able to afford a taxi cab medallion. And then what you do is you take advantage and exploit immigrants who can't find other jobs, and you put them behind the wheel of your cab for 12 to 14 hour shifts. And these guys have all kinds of problems with their kidneys. They have all kinds of problems since they don't get any exercise, but they're just immigrants, so who cares? Meanwhile, the wealthy elite owners make all the money.
Becky Akers with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we talked about Jason Chapin, Utah House Rep, last hour because he's selling us down the river on the trade deal, the South or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, whatever, trade partner, whatever, TPP. Really, it means global trade at the expense of the American taxpayer. What it really means is violation on many fronts of the supreme law of the land. And the bureaucrats want you to, you know, let your representatives pass it. And after it's law, you can find out what's in it. And that's a red flag, to say the least. Anyway, Jason is in the news under a variety of tidbits. Kurt's got details.
Well, you know, one interesting part about Jason Chaffetz that I wasn't aware of, Sam, is his mother was, I guess, married just short time to his father, and his mother actually is, Kitty Dukakis, the wife of the previous presidential candidate from Massachusetts, Mr. Michael Dukakis. I just found that an interesting piece of, I guess you could say, political history. But right now
you wonder
he's,
how he got entrenched. Now you understand why he got entrenched and how he'll stay there.
Well, it sure looks like at least there might be some connections. But anyway, Chaffetz has now threatened some subpoenas over the hack that you've heard about. That's the Office of Personnel Management hack. Now, what I want to ask you, Sam, is there going to be any real thing happen after this, or will it just be more talk?
I don't believe it'll make a difference at all, Kurt.
Well, not any surprise here. What say you, Becky Eggers?
Well, I'll tell you what, Kurt, I never see anything change in government. The only thing that happens is the wealthy and powerful and influential continue to be wealthy and powerful and influential at the expense of all of us who aren't politically influential and powerful and wealthy. So, no, I don't expect there to be any changes either.
Well, there you have it, Kurt. I just, look, even when Jason has rhetoric on something that's good or that sounds to be good, when you find out who he's linked to, I have zero confidence, Kurt. And what's amazing is he duped conservatives for so long in the first place. I mean, I had all kinds of conservatives people coming up and be going, oh, man, come on, you got to give Jason a chance. All you got to do is find out who his family relates to and everything else. And you say, look, the guy's never been in real efforts to stand for liberty.
And he surrounded himself, working with the governor, that's the former governor of Utah, Huntsman, and different guys. And, he was even a place kicker for BYU, et cetera. Bottom line is, he's, in my opinion, a politician.
I got a simple rule of thumb how you gauge these
people. A lot
more
of an American.
Here's how I gauge these people. I had a chance to be at the same place as Jason. And when I was there, I stayed the whole time, and so did most of my colleagues, you and many others, Kurt, including some very high-level people, some wealthy people, but Jason came in like a rock star, gave his speech, and didn't even have time to listen to anybody else. He just bailed, and I tried to even take 2 seconds to run up to him and give him my card and see if he'd come on the radio with us, Kurt, and I couldn't even get a hold of him for 5 seconds to do that. Now, imagine the guy that complains about the mainstream press not being very fair to the Republicans and everything else. And then a media guy tries to run up to him at an event and see if he can't help his cause, and the guy doesn't even have 5 seconds to talk to somebody in the media. If that doesn't tell you the guy doesn't care and he's elitist, I don't know what will. Now, somebody would say, well, Sam, maybe he was just busy that day. Okay, but then how come when I try to call his office and I agree to fly to Washington to see him and other legislators, he still won't see me? Oh, well, he was busy that day, too. Okay, well, how come? And it goes on and on and on, Kurt. And you can only come to one conclusion after a while, sir. And that is he's not interested in what we think or what we have to say whatsoever.
And it wouldn't surprise me, by the way, to see him be the next senator from Utah, where you have Orrin Hatch finally maybe going away. Then he will... gladly step into
that.
Yeah,
if the people can't unseat you, God certainly will at some point. Thank the heavens for that. All right, LDS Apostles in the news. LDS Apostle makes history by addressing British Parliament, Kurt.
Well, it was interesting to me, and we talk about solutions on this program quite often, government loves to do acts of charity. They love to force you to perform acts of charity. And in this case, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, is what a lot of people know them of, as they have their welfare arm or their charitable arm, plenty of those guys, and they're busy doing things. And in this case, this apostle or leader of the church was addressing the British Parliament on their solutions to many of these, I guess you could say, welfare problems. So, it's good to see. I love to see good church folks, good Christian people involved in the solutions. Many times government views them as, what would you call it, competition, though, you know, and so that's a little bit of a problem, in my opinion.
Well, the trade deal's exposed, Kurt. It amounts to a tax hike, I guess they say, huh?
Well, you got Mr. Ryan and Mr. Boehner, which is a couple of dangerous guys, if you ask me. But the Breitbart.com boys say that the GOP's leadership, have revealed this ploy, that small business tax hike that's going to violate the GOP's anti-tax pledge. And what I found interesting in the article, they say establishment Republicans, you know, and what that really means, ladies and gentlemen, is you got your king men and your free men, and there are plenty of the king men type in Congress, and they want to secure the passage of this trade promotion authority, along with Mr. Obama.
Okay. What do you think, Becky? So they promised no tax hikes, but now they're playing games here, and they're going to basically push for it backdoor, if you will.
Well, you know, trusting any politician for anything he ever says, these people lie the way the rest of us take breath. So whatever they say, I'm mystified that any rational human being listens to them or believes them. And then for there to be heartbreak that they lied, it's like saying, well, you know, I'm heartbroken that Bill Clinton once again cheated on Hillary. What do you expect him to do? That's what he does. He goes out and he philanders. That's his nature. The nature of a politician is to lie. A politician lies every time he opens his mouth, pretty much. You can just count on whatever he says being the opposite of whatever actually happened or will happen or what he actually intends to do. You know, Sam, when you reduce government and political issues to their essence, basically what it is politicians are out to screw the rest of us, okay? They are out to take advantage of us, out to exploit us, out to rob us, all right? They can't possibly be honest about what their objectives are, because the rest of us will run from them. If they reveal themselves to be the sociopaths that they are, no one will have anything to do with the state and with government. They realize that. We ought to realize it as well. So for all of us to wring our hands because a politician lied yet again, we are wasting time that could be better spent plotting to overthrow the state and hamstring all these criminals.
All right, we had a big article on Friday. Shaquille O'Neal came out saying 9/11 was a sham and it was an inside job. It appeared on his Facebook page. It appeared on his blog. Well, now Kurt's got an update on that, too. Shaquille O'Neal in the news. Kurt, shacked and a fool, huh?
Well, you know, he is, in my opinion, I'm really not surprised at this, but he is distancing himself from the, you know, the posts. He says it was his media company, etc. He says that he's definitely not a 9/11 truther. What, you're not for truth, Shaq?
Well, and the big question I have is somebody needs to drill into this, but of course they never will. Shaquille, who wrote the article with all the details questioning things then? Was it really your media company that wrote that? Or did you write it? Or are you even capable of writing something like that, huh?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Power Hour talk show host Joyce Riley always says, do business with the good guys, and we agree. We'd like to thank her for her support and tell you to do business with the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Power Mall sales this week include Gary Knoll products, 10% off. Yeah, you got books, you got products, green stuff, red stuff. Vegetables and fruits, you got muscle stuff and more. You got all kinds of cool stuff. You got colon cleanse. You got hemp seed oil, hemp powder, goes on. You got all kinds of books. I like this book called The Coconut Miracle by Bruce Fife, talking about the value of coconut oil on sale for $14.40. Why in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? Aerosol crimes, a.k.a. chemtrails. Chemtrail fact sheets and more. You got to check it out. You got vaccine books and DVDs. I'm not telling you, you got Sun Air purifiers, $100 off. Check them out, thepowermall.com. They got Incan berries. Have you had those before? Yeah, they're on sale for $12. Just tremendous stuff available at thepowermall.com. All right, without further ado, Kirk Cosby's with me, Becky Akers with me. We're talking about all kinds of things. Shaquille O'Neal in the news. Last week, Shaquille O'Neal came out and said, hey, man, 9/11 is an inside job. It's bogus. It was on his website, his blog page, his Facebook, and everything. But now, Shaq says, I'm definitely not a 9/11 truther. Shaq distances self from 9/11 inside job post, fires his media company. Shaquille O'Neal fires the company. Anyway, he's trying to claim it was them. But I got a question. Who wrote the article? Why would they even have such information prepared? You really got some serious questions about this. I think he thought he was going to stand up, and then somebody smacked him down, Becky, hard. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I'm sure that somebody at the media company, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but usually the way these things work is that the company takes care of writing stuff. You know, let's face it, those sports stars are not real I don't want to say literate, but they're not articulate. You can just listen to their quotes, and you can tell they have a hard time putting things into words. That's why you hire a media company. But my understanding is that these companies take their orders from the client. So to publish something without the clients having approved it, how did it get onto his Facebook page if he didn't approve it? So it's too bad, and that he doesn't have the courage of his convictions. And but, you know, somebody like that who's used to applause, who's used to people hanging on his every move and approving of his every move is not going to have the strength of character it takes to stand up for an unpopular position. And let's be clear, too, Sam, about what I mean there by unpopular. 9/11 truth is not unpopular among us SERPs. It's only unpopular among the opinion setters, or so they fancy themselves. It's only unpopular among the political class and the bureaucracy and the armed forces that control our lives for the political class, cops and people like that. But those of us who are out here in the real world, we don't have any problem understanding that people who lie to us for a living and who rob us every April 15th and throughout the year with sales tax and property tax and you name it tax, we have no problem understanding those people to further their power over us would kill 3,000 of us. That just makes sense to us.
Unfortunately, that's the truth, and I find that interesting. I don't know what Shaq's take is on this thing exactly, but I know this. Instead of the headline saying, hey, Shaquille O'Neal's website manipulated by company, media company, then fired over it, they start out saying Shaq believes this, and now it says, well, Shaq distances himself and fires somebody. The mainstream press either didn't do a good job on the truth and didn't vet the story like they should have. You're a news reporter and a writer. Hey, did they really miss the mark on this one and then have to hear from Shaq later? Or is there an agenda here, Becky?
My experience with the corporate press, and I have written for many newspapers in the corporate press, have worked with their editors. I've known other reporters who work for the corporate press. And I will tell you right now, there is always an agenda. And if you do not parrot that agenda, you are fired as a reporter. I've had publications refuse to run my op-eds, my columns, because I don't parrot the standard line, often on the TSA. I write an awful lot about the TSA, and because I don't agree that the TSA should be reformed, because I don't agree that the perverts working for it are well-intentioned, because I don't agree that it's constitutional, because I advocate ceaselessly for its abolition, not its reform, most editors at most corporate publications will not work with me. So unless you parrot the mainstream lies, you're not going to be working for the corporate media.
I think they wanted to play off this Shaq than a fool idea. I don't know if you know, but Shaquille O'Neal does these little video clips where he catches people in basketball doing goofy things, and he laughs and mocks them and then shows these clips, and it is quite funny, except for Shaq that tries to make everybody look like a fool, and I think in this case the mainstream press intentionally made Shaq than a fool.
You know, Sam, it's always sad anytime you see a grown man obviously scrambling back from something he said or did simply because popular opinion is against, or the mainstream media's opinion is against him. It's, you know, would be so refreshing to sometimes just see a man say, I don't care what you think. This is what I am. This is what I stand for. If you disagree, that's fine.
And this is America, and I have the right to think and feel and believe what I want. Are you challenging that right or suggesting that I don't? They need to learn to really call people on the carpet over this. Are you suggesting that I can't have my own opinions on 9/11?
Well, I unfortunately think those days in America are a long past. There's so much groupthink now, and so many people so numbed by television, by the corporate media, they can't think things through for themselves. And so when they see somebody who stands up and says, here's what I think, and it doesn't agree with what they've been programmed to think, they don't say, what a brave person. They don't say, wow, you know, maybe I should consider this. Instead, there's just vilification and just crude insults. And, You know, the idea is this person is dangerous because he stands out from everybody else. He's very dangerous. And they never analyze how he's dangerous. They don't analyze the fact that he's dangerous to the power structure that's controlling their own lives. They just adopt the ruler's mentality of he's dangerous because he doesn't think like everybody else does.
I think you're right on that, but I expected it to get worse. But I think some of these people need to learn to take on the mainstream press. I think you could really school them hard. Shaq says, I'm definitely not a Lionel Owen truther, and I'd say Shaq than a fool. And I'd just point out, hey, what's up with this guy? What's going on? All right, the CDC's in the news, Kurt. Now, Kurt's going to get in trouble over this story. Good. Here we go.
Yeah, the headline reads, you know, from atlanta.cbslocal.com, CDC colon, an average American woman now weighs as much as 1960s U.S. man. And they go on to give details. They say the average, both U.S. men and women have been packing on the pounds since 1960. They say they show that the average American woman now weighs 166.2 pounds. Nearly identical to what American men weighed in the 60s, and U.S. men have expanded greatly in the same time, gaining, nearly 30 pounds from the 60s. They average 195.5 pounds today. They say the data shows that both sexes have gained almost an inch in height from the 60s, which factors into some of the overall weight gain. But women have seen an 18.5% increase in weight gain from 1960.
Kurt, if you gain an inch in height, that would usually justify about 7 to 10 pounds of weight, by the way.
Is that right? Okay. I know typically what happens is, people might be about the right weight, except for the doctors say, well, you're a little short, though. You know, but anyway, bottom line is, the American folks putting on the pounds. That's him.
Well, and I believe personally that when you get all this genetically modified food and you literally get hundreds and thousands of chemicals in every bit of our food and everything else, I personally think there's an agenda to make it impossible to maintain weight. Becky?
I actually had a fascinating study in this. Well, rather an informal study. You know, Sam, that I've specialized in the American Revolution, and of course I'm relying on paintings, not photographs. But I've also been studying World War II lately, and there we have a very rich pictorial history. And it is fascinating to me to look at pictures, whether Americans or Europeans, in World War II, and see how very thin everybody was.
All right, hang tight. We'll talk about that more in seconds on your radio. Becky Akers, riding shotgun on Liberty Roundtable Live.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the hard drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Becky Akers riding shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of two incredible novels, historically based, to say the least. Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold. Hailstorm about Nathan Hale. Abducting Arnold, how about the truth when it comes to Benedict Arnold? There's a lot of historical facts that have been left out of the narrative that you'll get a handle on from Becky Akers' incredible novels. Available now. Get them before they're banned. Type in Becky Akers and Hailstorm or Abducting Arnold. So you were in the middle of this story. You were saying, hey, you do a lot of research. You used to rely on paintings for the Revolutionary War, but then photos for World War II. And what you see is striking, right?
It's very striking compared with photographs of modern crowds or, you know, large scenes of people, because everyone in modern photographs is overweight. Even thinner people look fairly heavy compared to the World War II photographs. Now, of course, World War II also saw a huge push by the U.S. government for processed food. Because after all, when you have a ton of people that you've, so to speak, sent over to Europe, you know, your troops, you've got to figure out some way to transport food. You've got to think of some way to keep that food from spoiling before it gets over there. So a lot of the processed food that we take for granted today actually got its start during World War II. With stuff being freeze-dried, stuff being mushed together, and then the soldiers would reconstitute it in the field, that sort of thing. A lot of that push came out of World War II to feed the troops. And when the troops came home, that convenience is being sold to American housewives. So that the people now who are so very overweight are products of this government push to kill people in Europe and to supply the killers with lots of food. So it's
all based on eugenics, and the goal is to create a superior, beautiful race and then to create a dumbed down, fat, slobby, I don't know what you want to call it, strain of flyover people, if you will, or the great unwashed. It seems like they're using eugenics to make a lot of this happen, aren't they?
Well, it's also very interesting, Sam, to trace the money in all this, okay? Out of World War II, you have a lot of companies and, you know, powerful corporations that have been supplying the food. They now own and control the politicians, who then come up with the bureaucrats, who then formulate the food pyramid that tells us how we need a lot of grains, okay? What's the primary ingredient in most processed food? Wheat. Okay, so you just follow the money for all this, and you can see how the government conspired with major corporations on propaganda to sell grains as healthy stuff, okay, and you have the farmers sowing it, and then the big multinational corporations coming in and taking that grain and turning it into processed food, and the American people eating it. You have tons of sugar going in there, too. Okay, so you've got all these major multinational corporations making a ton of money that they're then funneling back to the politicians and the bureaucrats to continue with the food pyramid. So really, when we get right down to it, it is government yet again at the base of this problem, turning around with the CDC and blaming us, telling us we are the ones, we're the fat slobs, fat and willpower. No, we are the people who followed government's advice, and that is our only fault, something we ought never, ever do on any matter whatsoever, never follow government's advice, okay? By the way, Sam, you were talking earlier about 9/11 and 9/11 truth. Many people don't realize that here in New York City, that was official government policy. Tell people when there's a threat against a skyscraper, stay in your office. You know how many people on 9/11 died because they took government's advice and they stayed in their offices in the World Trade Center instead of getting out and fleeing?
Many of them could have survived. Again, it's propaganda at every turn. What do you say on this food thing, Kurt? I maintain that they have legitimately done some genetically modified foods. They've used eugenics, and they have intentionally created this scenario where it's almost impossible to stay thin in modern society. I'm not going to say it's impossible, because if you eat a lot of natural foods, you avoid a lot of the processed stuff. It's possible, but it's virtually impossible for most Americans to do in modern times, because it's an agenda.
Well, and, you know, as Becky would, of course, agree, you don't want to take your dietary recommendations from your government. I would say, you know, find people who, hey, they actually produce food in your area. Find people that you can trust, that you can say, hey, man, I know these people. They do a good job, you know, raising whatever it is, and try to secure your food that way, or even raise it yourself, making sure that you do all you can to make sure that your food is well, up to snuff. You'll find that if you work a little bit to raise your food, maybe you can work off a few of those added pounds, and your food will even taste good because you've worked up a little bit of hunger.
Well, you get hacked, and then what, Kurt?
Well, good point. You know, I guess, Sam, they've got this, you heard about this exposition of U.S. data. They say that oh, it's probably the Chinese or somebody else, but the headline from Reuters, sex, lies, and debt potentially exposed by U.S. data hack. I guess in some instances, people put some secret information on government paperwork when they're asked to fill it out. And now because of this, security lapse, if you will, they feel that some of this data might be compromised, if you will. Now, the thing I find interesting is they talk about...
I say it was compromised the second it was put in there in the first place, Kurt.
Oh, good point. But they do talk about a man who had kept an affair secret from his wife for a couple of decades, but he disclosed it on a government's standard form. They call it 86 SF86. They say it's filled out by millions of Americans that are seeking security clearances. My question is, how in the world would you hire some individual that said that he basically wasn't honest with his wife?
That's a prerequisite almost these days. Kurt, how are you going to get people involved in porn parties if they're not cheating on their wife already? How can you compromise people for national security if they're not already cheating and already caught in a scandal? How can you compromise them and control them? Becky, that's an interesting point, though. They're hiring intentionally with these kinds of problems.
Yeah, I like that that point, Sam. And I also must say that my sympathy for these exploited Americans is nil. Okay, let's remember who these people are. They are people hoping to get their snout into the public trough and spy on the rest of us. I say yay for the Chinese. If you actually got in there and got their information, let them see how it feels to have every aspect of your life exposed to a bunch of eavesdroppers and a bunch of voyeurs looking at our private matters. Let them feel what it's like. And I would hope that the responsible agencies would take the lesson and realize you have no authority and should not ever be asking people their innermost secrets. You know what? If you're dumb enough to put that stuff on paper, then you got what you deserve this time. But I would hope the agencies, of course, they won't, will take the lesson of what you just said. As soon as you have done that to someone, you have made him incredibly vulnerable. So you need to stop doing that. You need to stop thinking that knowing everything about somebody with a security clearance is your prerogative.
But I think they want vulnerable people. I think they want compromised people.
They want, that's exactly, let me say that a free society ought not have such things as security clearances. Why are parts of our government off limits to everyone except those with a clearance? Okay, this is the stuff of tyranny. We don't need security clearances. And any American who's stupid enough to fall for the rationale and then thinks he should confide his innermost secrets to a bureaucracy so he can maybe work there? Come on. Come on. You ought to be smarter than that. And if you're one of those Americans, I say you got jolly well what you deserve. Good.
The most important aspect of this, though, is, hey, confidence in everything is being intentionally eroded, intentionally destroyed to where at some point you're not even going to know where to look between virtual reality and truth and error. And the only way is to turn towards God for guidance. And, you know, it's almost to the point where you can't trust anybody except for maybe your immediate loved ones.
Yeah, and really and honestly, why should we trust any politician or bureaucrat? Okay, again, these people are mankind's enemies. Okay, they are my personal enemies, Sam. They are your personal enemies. They are Kurt's personal enemies. They are out to exploit us the way a farmer exploits his pigs. The farmer doesn't look at the pig and say, oh, I hope he lives a long time. The farmer says, here, I'll feed you everything I can, get fat so I can kill you and eat you or sell your meat. Okay, that's what we are to the sociopaths in appointed and elected office. They want to live off our sweat, and they do, in fact, live off our sweat. Okay, they have nothing but what they take from us by force. Okay, every bill they pass in D.C. that allocates another $300 million for this agency and $200 billion for that army, all of that comes from us. Okay, they are exploiting us. They are our enemies. They are nothing else. So when you read of the latest exploitation, understand this is their nature. This is what they do.
Kurt, you want to respond to that?
You shouldn't trust them. I'm sorry.
Well, Becky, you know, it's amazing to see what's going on in so many ways. You've got it right on target. You know, one of the things we hope, ladies and gentlemen, is by your involvement, we can make the American way a better way, and we can show a light to the rest of the world.
All right, get Becky Akers' books. Abducting Arnold is one of them. Search for it by name, Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold. Incredible book about Benedict Arnold. And the other one, Becky?
Is Hailstorm, H-A-L-E-S-T-O-R-M. If you enter my last name, A-K-E-R-S, and either title into Amazon's search engine, they'll both pop up.
An incredible book about the integrity of one Nathan Hale, an American hero. Thanks, Becky. Thanks to all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we the people can restore America, but you got to get involved. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.